everyone.
Let's see. Recording in progress.
Thank you. I call this meeting to order. I call this Wednesday, June 14th, 2023, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting order. I'm Chairman Joe Folsom, and I'll be presiding over the meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Horace?
Here.
Hyatt is absent. Goins is absent. Millen?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Williams?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. May I have a motion, please, to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, June 14th, 2023, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please, ma'am.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Horace?
Yes.
Are there any citizens' comments tonight from anybody in the crowd on something that is not on the agenda tonight? All right, seeing as there's none, we'll move on to the next agenda, which is the public hearing. There are two public hearings scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. One of them, however, we are not hearing tonight. The request for Chapa doing business as My Bristol Dream Events did not get their information in time for the meeting, so we won't be actually hearing that tonight. If anybody was waiting for that, take it easy. No hard feelings. What we are hearing tonight is PZC 2023-04 Trinity Church United Methodist. Their petition for a sign variance. The purpose tonight of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before the commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or may be against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify tonight are asked to speak clearly one at a time and state your name, who you represent. You're also asked to sign in at the podium if you haven't done already. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing tonight as a petitioner or a member of the public, please stand now, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I. State your name. Do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. You may be seated. All right, the order tonight for how we do this during the public hearing will be as follows. The petitioner will make the individual presentation for what they're presenting, then those who wish to speak in favor of the request will speak, and then those who wish to speak in opposition of the request will speak. So with that out of the way, may I have a motion, please, to open the public hearing on petition PZC 2022-04 Trinity Church United Methodist.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Horace?
Yes.
All right. The public hearing for discussion tonight is as follows. Trinity Church United Methodist petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting sign variance approval to move their three existing non-conforming on-site signs to new locations on the property due to the future widening of Bridge Street by the Illinois Department of Transportation. The property is at 2505 Boomer Lane at the southeast corner of Cannonball Trail and Route 47 in Yorkville, Illinois. Is the petitioner for PZC 2024-04 Trinity Church present and prepared to make their presentation? This is our Zoom person.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Right.
Recording in progress.
Did you want to go to the podium and just introduce yourself?
I am Bob Boyd from Trinity Methodist Church, Chairman of the Trustees, and we never intended to move the sign, but IDOT is widening Route 47, and they acquired our land along there, the western section of our property, so we had to move the signs that were in the right of way. And they came out and pinpointed where we had to put our signs.
Recording in progress.
Apologize for that. The Zoom went out.
Is there any more questions that you want to talk about? Okay.
That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the sign variance approval request? Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? All right, seeing as there are no, do we have any questions from the commissioners for the petitioner right now? Okay. Since all public testimony regarding this petition is taken, may I have a motion please then to close the taking of testimony in the public hearing?
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion please, ma'am.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
All right, public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. The new business, Christy, do you want to speak on the
sure.
PCC 2023?
I'm looking at the packet, and it doesn't seem like the materials were in the packet. They were not in the packet. I apologize for that. In general, there are three signs that are existing in the sign or at the location.
You talking about the image?
Yes.
The image is in there.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry.
It's
I couldn't find it.
It didn't load up.
Yeah, it didn't load up. Okay. So the petitioner is seeking to have those three signs as they are remain. They were affected by the widening of IDOT in that location, and they were requesting that they move the signs and then keep them in perpetuity. At this point, they can keep the signs as legal nonconforming for a period of 5 years, but they're asking for the variance to allow them to keep the signs as they are. Staff is not opposed to the sign request. We've done similar signs in this fashion, and the public was notified. I did not receive any negative feedback when calls were made about the request.
Okay. Any questions for Christy? None. Okay, then let's go through our standards here that we gotta look at. I'm looking at the wrong one. Where's the sign variance one? All right, standards for granting a variance. So there are standards that the Planning Commission has to meet in order to grant a variance, so we're going to read those quick so we're all in agreement. The petitioner's request for relief from the zoning ordinance regulations are based upon the following standards. Because of the particular physical surroundings, shape, or topographical conditions of a physical of the specific property involved, the particular hardship to the owner would result as distinguished from mere convenience if the strict letter of the regulations were carried out. The conditions upon which the petition for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought, are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. The alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title and is not being created by any person presently having an interest in the property. The granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood on which the property is located. The proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion of the public streets or increase the danger to the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. The proposed variation is consistent with the official comprehensive plan and other development standards and policies of the city. In addition to the procedures and standards that we just read, the below following factors regarding sign variance also apply. If the sign was erected legally with a sign permit, it was back in the day. If there are any unique physical characteristics of the property, IJUST has taken the property. If there are limited available locations for signage on the property, yes. The cost to the applicant of complying with the requirements of the chapter, yes. If the sign is on a face, if the sign is or on faces a street with a 40 mile per hour or higher speed limit, I drive slow enough that may not apply, but I don't know that everybody else does. If the sign on the street with 20,000 vehicles trips per day, for sure, the sign would be blocked by existing or required landscaping if there was a wall facing a public right-of-way without a public entrance. Okay. May I please then have a motion to approve PZC 2023-04 if there are no other questions?
So moved. Second.
The petitioner responded with standards replies. They would like those entered into the record as well.
Okay. Please then. Seconded, we said.
Sorry, that was me.
Okay, will you please read it?
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on July 12th, 2023, and approval of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of a request to vary the sign regulations contained in Section 10-20-8-A-1 and Section 10-20-8-B of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance as stated in the staff memorandum dated June 6, 2023 for the property commonly known as 2505 Boomer Lane.
Do we only have to have one vote for both the variance? Right, just one.
Just one vote, okay. Yes.
Roll call on the motion, please.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
All right, it's approved. So that's new business. We have unfinished business, which we usually don't have. Is somebody making a presentation on the PZC 2023-02 Turning Point and 03 Turning Point? Okay, go ahead, sir. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Kyle Berry. I'm an attorney with McGuire Woods LLP, and I'm here representing the petitioner on the next two items on the agenda. With your permission, we'd like to combine our presentation and address both of them for efficiency purposes.
Please, so, please, thank you.
Good evening to you and members of the commission. If you may recall, we were here back in May, and during the public hearing on these applications, there were questions raised by the commission, and tonight we're back to, in the interim period, the applicant has provided some materials in response to questions raised and in an attempt to accommodate issues raised by the commissioners. Tonight we'd like to get a brief presentation to explain some of those materials. And so at this point, I'm going to turn things over to Jason Cooper, who's an engineer with the firm of Kimley Horn. And we, depending on whether there are questions, we also have Tom Huddleston, who has a drain tile company, in case there are questions about drain. So with that, I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Cooper, and he's going to go through a brief PowerPoint presentation.
Awesome. It says host disabled participants.
I am going to make you a co-host so that you can. Does that work for you? All right. Now we will only be able to see the presentation on that back screen, this screen, because you can't get a connection to that. You're not able to show it on that screen.
Thank you.
I'll introduce myself as Kyle Minch. My name is Jason Cooper. I'm a civil engineer licensed in Illinois. Engineer of record on some of the documents that we've submitted here. So happy to be here and present quickly. I am going to keep this brief. I read the staff report prepared by you. I think it was very well written, covered pretty well what we wanted to accomplish here. And so with respect to time, I'll keep this brief, but we'll be here for questions. So as Kyle mentioned, we've got two projects here, KE-105 and KE-106. Looks like there's a little lag, so I'll wait here. The site plan, we updated the site plan and resubmitted. The changes that were made were some minor modifications to avoid a wetland low water drainage area on the southwest corner of the site that was highlighted. We've kind of pushed the panels back further away from the road on that site plan.
I don't know if the storm is or had done something, but our connection is spotty, so it's reconnecting.
Go ahead.
Okay.
This is the second site, KE106. No changes to the actual site layout. We did take the recommendation to the
recording in progress.
In the northwest corner of the site, and actually close that screen to have a uniform buffer in the northwest side of the site. At the request of the city, we went ahead and prepared engineered cost estimates. These estimates were prepared using RS means and our proposed plans and experience in the industry. These were submitted. Staff did look at these and recommend an addition of an inflation increase to 3% and a 120% cost bumper on that as well. The applicant is willing to accept that and then put forth a bond in that amount. Also, the request of staff, it's loading here, but Kimley Horn prepared a glare study. We analyzed the site using Forge glare software. The results of that study showed that there'd be no glare from the projects, with some minor modifications to the equipment specifications. Rather than have a resting angle of zero in the evening and mid-morning, a 5-degree resting angle changed the angle of incidents in the sun there and took away the glare that did show up in one of the analysis. So with those specification changes, no glare is anticipated. And that's the same for both projects. And the final item I'm going to be bringing up here is at the request of the city, we actually prepared a preliminary stormwater pollution prevention plan as well. These typically aren't prepared until closer to actual engineering, but we did prepare a preliminary plan, submitted that to the city that highlights what the typical erosion control measures are that will be implemented during construction. At the time of building permit and final engineering, we will do a detailed erosion control plan. It's anticipated to include silt fence, filter sock, other perimeter control measures, rock outlets at concentrated flow areas. We prepared as an engineer here in the state many of these plans before and submitted it to the state IEPA. So we feel like we'll have erosion under control during construction. That concludes my slide presentation. Again, I think the staff did a great job highlighting our documents that we've submitted. I'm here for questions. I'm going to turn it back over to Kyle to cover a couple other items.
Actually, just quickly want to address one item that's in staff's report, and that is a recommendation to impose or require a blanket easement in favor of the city. And I've got some questions about that, or at least I'm questioning this necessity of that, because we don't believe that a blanket easement is necessary for purposes of decommissioning. The agricultural impact mitigation agreement that the project is required to sign and enter into
recording in progress
with the Illinois Department of Agriculture includes language that effectively accomplishes what the requested easement would. The language says that upon abandonment, the city may take all appropriate actions for deconstruction, including drawing upon the financial assurance. I think that's the objective sought with the easement, and again, we think it's already included as part of the agriculture impact mitigation agreement that's required under state law to be entered into. And that agreement must also be incorporated into the underlying agreement to cover the property. The other potential problem I see with it is that it's to the extent that an easement encumbers the title of the parcel, I think it raises constitutional questions as a potential taking, because essentially the city would acquire a property interest and the title of the property, and we don't think that's appropriate under the circumstances. Again, I think it's already covered in the agriculture impact mitigation agreement, and to the extent that the city feels that they want additional, believes there's additional coverage is necessary, then I think there is a more narrow, potentially more narrow legal way to accomplish the objective. So with that, I wanted to address that last issue. And with that, we stand ready to answer questions. And again, we've got Jason Cooper, right, who just testified, and who's an engineer, and Tom Huddleston, who can address drainage concerns. Thank you.
I do have one more item that I forgot to mention when I was. I think staff reports that we submitted a glare study that wasn't stamped. I do have two that are stamped.
That was my first question.
I can bring those up.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. What questions do you guys have? Anything right now?
No, that just took my...
Can staff do a brief response Please. To the request? It's been standard procedure for the city to require blanket easements over uses such as this and even stormwater management facilities. It gives us the right to entry if the property becomes defunct or disabled in some way and the owner is not addressing it. The language in the form you just mentioned that would become a part of your permit is only allowing us to draw down from the funds for decommissioning, but it does not give us right to entry. So that's the only reason why we request this. We've done this for the previous solar farm and several other properties, even subdivisions that have public facilities like stormwater management.
Thank you. I understand that that's the objective, and again, I just would repeat that unlike other subdivisions, I don't think those subdivisions are required to enter into an agricultural impact mitigation agreement with the state. And I think that doing it as an easement is, especially one that is immediately applicable, is inappropriate, and I don't want to belabor it, but I think it might be better to do it in a different way that doesn't potentially attach to the title of the property. And frankly, I think the concern is that it could raise issues with respect to financing parties because they're concerned about an encumbered title, not getting clean title when it comes to the project. So, and that's why we're raising the concern. I think a better way to do it would be a narrow license that's potentially a narrow license that gives the right to entry that wouldn't attach to the title and would only be triggered upon the abandonment as is contemplated in the agricultural impact mitigation agreement. So again, I don't want to get us off track, but that's the concern that the applicant has.
So the purpose of this is not to narrowly or specifically detail things like that. If the blanket easement is a requirement, which we have done with other people coming before this, that's what we're going to recommend to the city council. We are not the end-all be-all decision on this, but that's what we're going to recommend. And you can take it up with the city council if you want to
think
it differently. Thank you. What else? We got the stamped glare study, which so I'm happy with that. Thank you. We talked about the easement. Last meeting we brought up the decommissioning cost analysis, and what else did we bring up?
Drainage.
So, stormwater they addressed, and I'm glad, I know you're correct, we don't usually do this early in the project, but you need to take a look at it because it's most of Bristol there, and we've got to do something, so thank you for doing that. Topsoil native plants, great, the decommissioning report. So, I still don't agree with the way that it is put together, but I'm willing to swallow that. But I am 100%, I don't agree with the 1.5% yearly inflation rate. So the 3% is good. That's correct. I think that may have been good 10 years ago. I don't know that inflation anymore is 3%. Certainly hasn't been the last 3 years. I would think that we would recommend to the city council a different percentage. Certainly not down. Again, we are not the end-all be-all as far as what percentage that is, but I would think double that would be.
Yeah, we actually did some screenshot, and then the CPI did increase a little bit over COVID, but it's come back down, and the long-term projection is 2%. So I don't disagree that 1.5% was low, but I do think 3% is more than adequate, if not a little conservative based on CPI.
So I'm in construction. It's what I do for a living, and you're right. The normal, an inflation rate for a consumer or something is not the same as an inflation rate in construction. 3% is still a little bit low, though, especially with everything's been going on since COVID. Maybe we just recommend that the city council takes a look at that to see if they want to use a different percentage. 1.5 doesn't work, but 3% is better. What else? Let's see.
Talk about it.
You want to talk about it?
for site 105, they wanted to ask about the drainage tiles. They were investigated. Do you want to explain a little bit
yeah,
more?
Yeah. Tom, if you want to say, if you actually have some history on the project, you can talk
about that. Hi, I'm Tom.
Tom Huddleston with Huddleston Drive Drainage Company. We've done a number of drain tile investigation evaluations for the village here over the years in warehousing and subdivisions and so forth. It just so happens that this parcel was at one time going to be a subdivision called Bristol Ridge, and we did an investigation on that at that time. So our intention is to go back out and modify that investigation, but all the existing drain tiles that benefit the upland non-participating lands of others, we will reroute and mitigate through the site in a manner where there will not be disrupted by the solar post, and the same with the local drain tiles within the area that will be mitigated and removed. So our point will be to maintain the existing condition of agricultural land, first of all, and secondly, to improve and maintain the land so when it does come time for decommissioning, that it can go right back into prime ag.
Thank you. Do you have any questions there for him?
Will you start that before the project?
Oh, yes, ma'am. There's a pretty good healthy crop out there right now, and we'd rather not go in and just disturb that, but we'll for sure do it before building permit. And it'll be done in the manner that y'all have seen other drain tile evaluations on other projects. It'll be done correctly.
And who oversees the engineering?
If it's any site improvements, it would be engineering, but this isn't a site improvement. This is a study. So they could provide that study to us as part of the building permit.
And when somebody approves
it? It could be contingent upon the building
correct.
Permit.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Landscaping may figure it out. Anything else?
Just on site 105, the major change is the distance. Well, the location of the entry points on both the sites have been adjusted to accommodate recommendations from the County Highway Commissioner, Frank Claus, and that the setback of the panels on 105 from the nearest residential unit. Initially, they were recommending about 530 feet. Now they're going to 830 plus feet from the nearest residence because they were given clearance that they can put the panels over the two existing wetlands.
All right. Any other questions? So they're looking for both rezoning approval, special use authorization, and a variance approval. So we're going to have three votes, correct?
Correct. Per parcel.
Per parcel. So we're going to do this.
No.
We don't have to
okay.
do this.
I wanted to talk about the plan list.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I was waiting.
Don't be. Go ahead.
Christine's going to Chanel.
Yeah, the only thing I looked over the plan list and it looked very nice as far as the selection. There was one item on here that may be trouble in the long run because of its bulbs, which is the alum. So I don't know if the staff that looks over the vegetation could go over that. I've had trouble with it in my own yard. You plant these things, they look real pretty, but the bulbs multiply, and then I don't know, in a farm field, they might really multiply, I don't know. But it might be something to look at, maybe to take off the list.
You can make that as a further recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission under discussion to remove alum.
What was the name of the species? Alum.
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 Mm-hmm. I can spell
it.
I can
take it.
They use it in spices.
Can I eat it? Can I eat it then?
Yes, you can eat it.
Let's keep it in.
It's like a wild onion. And they get.
Sounds pretty good, Deb.
Yeah, but they go crazy.
Okay.
For a minute taker, can you spell
alum? It's A-L-L-I-U-M.
I'm just impressed that you
and
can
pronounce it.
And the next one
is C-E-R-N-U-U-M. That's
Cinnamon.
the raptor.
Okay.
It is native.
All right, so conditions to the special use.
I was about to ask, is that where we're going to put in that inflation condition?
Yeah, where would the inflation recommendation be? Also in the
also
special use?
Also in the special use.
Thank you. What else did we want to have? Anything? Is that it? We weren't changing anything with that. What else? Okay, like I said, there's going to be six votes, but let's read through the special use standards and the variance standards real quick. Thank you, guys. Section 10-4-9F of the city zoning ordinance establishes standards for special use requests. No special use shall be recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission unless said commission shall find the following. The establishment, maintenance, or operation of the special use will not be unreasonably detrimental or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. The special use will not be injurious to the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity for the purpose already permitted, nor substantially diminish and impair property values within the neighborhood in which it is to be located. The establishment of the special use will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the district. Adequate utilities, access roads, drainage, or other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress so designed as to minimize traffic congestion on public streets. The proposed special use is not contrary to the objectives in the official comprehensive plan of the city's amended. Well, we have additional ones for alternate energy systems. The City Council shall determine that the application has met all the general requirements of this chapter. The proposed energy system shall further the intent of this chapter and provide renewable energy to the property on which it's proposed. The proposed alternative energy system is located in such a manner as to minimize intrusions on adjacent residential uses through sitting on the lot, selection of the appropriate equipment, and other applicable means, which I now believe that it is. The establishment for the proposed alternate energy system will not prevent the normal and orderly use development or improvement of the adjacent property for uses permitted in the district. Okay, rezoning standards. We're going to read all these. Section 10-4-10B of the city zoning ordinance establishes criteria for finding a fact related to the rezoning request. For the purpose and effect is to change the zoning of a property and amend the city zoning map. The Planning and Zoning Commission shall consider each of the following facts before rendering a decision on the request. Those facts are the existing use and uses and zoning of nearby property, the extent to which the property values are diminished by the particular zoning restrictions, the extent to which the destruction of the property values of plaintiff promote the health, safety, and morals of general welfare of the public, the relative gain to the public as compared to the hardship imposed upon the individual property owner, the suitability of the subject property for the zoned purpose, the length of time the property has been vacant and zoned, considered in the context of land development in the area in the vicinity of the subject property, the community need for the proposed use, and the care to which the community is undertaking this plan and to plan its land use development. Also, variation standards. Section 10-4-7 identifies six standards that need to be met when approving a zoning variation. The petitioner has provided these responses to their standards within their attached application. And these questions are, because of the particular physical surrounding, shape, or topographical conditions of the specific property involved, the particular hardship of the owner would result as distinguished from a mere inconvenience if the strict letter of the regulations were carried out. The conditions upon which the petition for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and not applicable generally to the property within the same zoning classification. The alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title and has not been created by any person presently or having interest in the property. The granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood in which the properties are located. The proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion of the public streets or increase the danger of the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values of the neighborhood. And finally, the proposed variation is consistent with the official comprehensive plan and other development standards and policies of the city. Okay, that was a mouthful. We'll have six votes then, and we will start with, thank you. Start with a special use. May I have then a motion to vote? Motion to approve the special use for PZC. Can we do, no, we have to do them separately, right? PZC 2023-02 Bristol Ridge Solar Farm 105.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote. Oh, you have to read it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And add your
Yes, we have to add our, since it's special use. So you want to read that and then have the condition be the bulbs that Deb doesn't want and the...
I can read it. I have
them. Okay, go ahead.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on May 10th, 2023, and discussion of the findings of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for special use authorization to construct a freestanding solar energy system or solar farm contingent upon approval of annexation agreement amendment for the Crystal Ridge development by the City Council for a property generally located north of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad line and east of Cannonball Trail, subject to staff recommendations in a memo dated July 5th, 2023, and further subject to the removal of alum as a proposed plant in the landscaping plan and a increase in inflation rate for the decommissioning schedule.
Yep. Roll call vote, please, ma'am.
Yes. Vineyard?
Above the 3%.
Above the 3%.
Above 3%, which is recommended by staff.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Vineyard?
Yes.
Excuse me, Williams?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. All right, motion's passed. So that's the, that was the special use. Now we have the rezoning. Let's see here. Do we need to read this again or no?
This is a rezoning, so it's separate.
So it's just a rezoning. Okay, then can I have a...
Did we have to add anything to the rezoning?
I don't think
not
we're...
Not to the rezoning or the variance.
Okay, can I have a motion then, please, to approve the rezoning portion of PZC 2023-02?
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on May 10th, 2023, in discussion of the findings of facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for rezoning from R2 single family and R2D duplex PUD Bristol Ridge to A1 agricultural district for the purpose of constructing a freestanding solar energy system or solar farm contingent upon approval from the annexation agreement amendment for the Bristol Ridge development by the City Council for a property generally located north of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad line and east of Cannonball.
Okay, roll call vote on that motion, please.
Yes, Williams?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Passed. May I please have a motion to approve PZC 2023-02 variance request?
So moved.
Second.
Right answer.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on May 10th, 2023, and discussion of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for variance from Section 10-19-7-D of the Yorkville Municipal Code to reduce the minimum clearance between the lowest point of a freestanding solar panel and the surface on which the system is mounted from 10 feet to 2 feet, contingent upon approval of annexation agreement amendment for Bristol Ridge development by the City Council for a property generally located north of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad line and east of Cannonball Trail.
All right, roll call vote on that motion, please.
Yes, Jerez?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
All right, that's passed. So the next one then is the special use for PZC. Was it 04? 03. 03?
03.
May I have a motion, please, to approve PZC 2023-03 special use?
So moved.
Second.
Please read.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on May 10th, 2023, and discussion of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for special use authorization to construct a freestanding solar energy system or solar farm, contingent upon approval of annexation agreement amendment for the Bristol Ridge development by the City Council for a property generally located south of Galena Road and east of Cannonball Trail, subject to staff recommendations in a memo dated July 5th, 2023.
And further subject to?
Removal of alum as a proposed plant material in the landscape plan and the increase of the inflation rate above 3% as recommended by staff.
Okay, we have our roll call vote, please, on that motion.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
It's passed. May I have a motion to approve PZC 2023-03 rezoning request.
So moved.
Second.
Please read.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on May 10, 2023, and discussion of the findings of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for rezoning from R2 Single Family and R3 Townhome PUD Bristol Ridge to A1 Agricultural District for the purpose of constructing a freestanding solar energy system or solar farm, contingent upon approval from the annexation agreement amendment from the Bristol Ridge Development by City Council for a property generally located south of Galena and east of Cannonball Trail.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Juarez.
Yes.
Millen.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Vineyard.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Passed. May I please have a motion to approve PZC 2023-03 variance request.
So moved. Second. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on May 10th, 2023, and discussion of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for variance from Section 10-19-7-A of the Yorkville Municipal Code to reduce the minimum clearance between the lowest point of a freestanding solar panel and the surface on which the system is mounted from 10 feet to 2 feet, contingent upon approval of annexation agreement amendment for the Bristol Ridge Development by the City Council for a property generally located south of Galena Road and east of Cannonball Trail.
Thank you. Roll call vote on that motion, please.
Yes. Millen.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Vineyard.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Juarez.
Yes.
Okay. That is approved. Anything else? Any additional business?
No additional business.
Okay. Then seeing there's nothing further, may I have a motion, please, to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All those opposed say no. Meeting is adjourned at 7:40.